be starting in about 20 seconds from the Mishnah and says Rav Amud Aleph again. Theoretically, it was last week. We redid it on Monday, and I think it's better to start there. Okay, anybody that complains can file a complaint. Hareini Nazir L'Sheili Ben B'Nazir Me'ayin. The person says he's a Nazir when he's going to have a son, and a Nazir 100 days. If he has a son till 70, he didn't lose. And the first shot the Rush learns, he can count the days simultaneously, since the second one doesn't extend, since his son's doesn't extend past his 100 days, so his sons can be counted within 100 days. According to that shot, the Rush holds if a kid is born the first day, the guy says, I already know he's a renunciant for his son, and the son is born that same day, he can count them both together. That's the Rush's first shot, which is a chiddush, that you can count two Naziris and simultaneously. La'achar shivim, after 70, so then the sons will go beyond the fathers, so then you can count them simultaneously. Seiser, he takes out the word shivim because it's not seiser 70 days at all. It just means he can't count them simultaneously. Shein taglachas pachas mishloshim yom, you can't have a haircut less than 30 days, which means the zeros can't be less than 30 days. The Rush in the second pshat disagrees. There's no such thing as simultaneous Naziris. This was the pshat that was in the Kisveyad that was handed out, and the sheet that was handed out is in the sheet of Mukhavetzos, not in the printed Rushes, unless you have an Eisvader. And that is that the Rush says, of course you can't count simultaneous. All it's saying is, a very simple thing, the kid's before 70, you'll do the 30 of the kid, then go back to your Naziris, you have 30 days left. So there's nothing additional in the sense that you have to redo. There's no redo. You'll do your first 50 days, the kid's born, you'll do 30, and go back and count from 51, and you'll be fine. You're gonna have to do the extra 30 days for your kid, but you're not going to lose on your count. Whereas if the kid's born day 80, the kid's 30, then you have to have another 30 because you need a haircut of 30 days. So therefore, you're going to have an extra days of Naziris because of that requirement. Now, this only works with the pshat before, that at the end of the kid's Naziris, and you do take a haircut, which therefore requires that you have 30 days afterwards. Yes?
Just teaching us a math problem?
According to the second pshat, it's teaching us a math problem. Correct. Yeah, but according to the second pshat, it's taking sides in the previous machlokes whether you take a haircut.
Yes, 10 days or 12 days. He's a full
Nazir. That's a good question. Maybe not. No, he's not a full Nazir. Take that back. He can't take a haircut. He can't bring karbanos. But he's like day 32 if he didn't bring his carbon on day 31. Meaning it wouldn't be Seisser 30 days, according to anybody.
Is it 70, 30, 30 in that case?
It would be 70, 30, 30. And if it's born on day 70, it's 70, 30, 30. If it's born on day 80, it's 70, 80, 30, 30. He lost 10 days. So to Gemara, I'm a Rav. Yom Shivim, I Lekan, Lekan. Rav says a Chiddush. The day 70 can double up, which means day 70 can count as day 70 for him, and since it counts as day 1 for his son, it counts as day 71 for him. That's what the Rav thinks. Now, really, it doesn't count. But even Rav agrees, it's really not day 71. It's day 70. And Rav also agrees you can't take a day and split it over and make it into 2 days. However, Rav learns that really, biblically speaking, he could take the haircut on day 30. According to Rav Master, because he makes the Yemke Kuloi. According to Barpada, because the Naziris ends after 29. So really, he should be able to take the haircut on day 100, which is day 31 of his kid's Naziris, day 100 of his Naziris, make the Yemke Kuloi. But since Barpada came along and said, we don't want to rely on that. So it's a rabbinic requirement not to take the haircut to day 101, for that will count day 70 as a double day. For the rabbinic requirement to wait to day 101, we're willing to count the day as 2 days. So really it's a drabbana, because later on the Gemara is going to say the Jewish is a deraisa. So the Rush speaks out, of course what we're talking about is rabbinic, but it's based on a Naziris deraisa, so we're more machmer. So that's what Rav is saying. He's not saying that for biblical purposes, it counts as a double day. He's saying for the rabbinic halacha of having to wait to day 101 to take the haircut, for that will allow day 70 count as double. Dr. Gemara, really, he gains today. You're right. It's really through 71. Again, take out the word shivim. So it says clearly that 71 doesn't work. According to Rav, 71 would work. My achar 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 means 72. So what are you going to tell me? 71 is like 70? So it's a misleading Mishnah. Mishnah, if you tell me that one of these two have to be Madavka, you can't just say 70 didn't mean 70 and after 70 didn't mean after 70.
So both are an issue?
Well, put them together, they're an issue. Because you could always say 70 meant 71. And we'll let you get away with that. But we won't let you get away that 70 meant 71 and after 70 meant 72. I means 70 and 71, not like Rav. That means we wouldn't let you take the haircut on day 100. We'd make you wait to 101. This is a Lashon Nasher Mizunah. It means to say, it means that Rav doesn't hold up by Mishnah. So the Rav come out on the Lishmaite. So the truth is, at this point, you could answer Rav Tanru Polak. There's always that backup answer on Rav. He's one of the few Tanroim that the Gemara allows it to say Rav Tanru Polak. Could say it. But we're looking for a man down in the hold. Ilay Mikabisho, but not. If a guy had shiva for 3 days, but let me man who's shiva. So yom tov is mevatel shiva. Again, we don't pass him like this Mishnah. This Mishnah seems to say that one has to set a minimum 3 days of shiva, and the Rush explains because 3 days is crying. That's the ikur of shiva, and therefore even in halacha l'maisa b'zmanazeh, 3 days is more chomer than after 3 days for a bunch of halachas. But for this, we don't pass him like this Mishnah. We hold shiva for 4 minutes, for 2 minutes. Is enough that Yom Tov is Mevatel Sheva.
What
leaving a house for a different, again, we're not learning Yom Tov Sheva now, but there's halacha of kaminas. But for this, we don't pass like this Mishnah, but this Mishnah says a minimum of 3 days if Yom Tov is going to be Mevatel. And if not, it becomes on hold and one returns to it after Yom Tov. Kaidim Lerego, Shemaiti Yom Kaidim Lerego, Batlum Renog Zeri Shleishim. It's on day 8. Then Yom Tov is Mevatu, and this kind of comment says that this kind of does not hold as Mevatu automatically whether you do something or not. It's only if you what exercises that heter. Mutu l'saper of a regal, but m'laisi per of a regal, asa l'saper acha regal. It means Shleishim doesn't just disappear. If he takes advantage of covered regal, then Shleishim disappears. If not, it doesn't disappear. Avishalim are two arguments. Number one, I feel like Sipakaitim Regal Mutal Sabacha Regal. Number one is he holds that Regal is Mevatel Shleishim regardless of whether you took advantage of covenant Regal or not. And number two, Shemshem Shemitzah Shleishim Mevatel Zerah Shiva, Tachemitzah Shiva Mevatel Zerah Slavin. He says that day 7, again, one switches over to Shleishim right after Mitzah Sayyim, and then he did Shleishim, and then Yom Tov with Mevatel Shleishim. So instead of waiting to day 8, according to Abishol, one only has to wait to day 7, and then it's Mevatel Zeres Shleishim. So here is day 7 serving as a dual purpose, Shiva and Shleishim, which is like Rav. My time at Abishol, Abishol is Shavish Fiyah and Lekan and Lekan. So we see one day can be used as two. So the Gemara like, do mat kala kala Abishol, Abed Lezayin to Abonah. The whole Shiva is rabbinic. The whole institution of Shiva is rabbinic. Whereas Abnazah Deraisa, which means the institution, is biblical. The application we're dealing with is a rabbinic application, but it's in a biblical institution. Like, yes?
He
doesn't take the advantage. He can't use. That's what the Tanakhama holds.
I understand. I'm saying is, not doing it because doing it because. Long.
Doesn't make a difference. He has a right to do a covered regal. It is covered regal. It's a fact. Taking a haircut is a covered regal, whether you intend it to be a covered regal or whether you don't intend it to be a covered regal. When one takes a haircut for Yom Tov, he's doing covered regal. If somebody makes shalot, not because he loves shalot, but because covered Shabbos, but he loves shalot, so he still has shalot for Shabbos. Now, will he get more schar than shalot to make the covered Shabbos? Most definitely. But that's nothing to do with anything. If the chon tastes good, it's covered Shabbos automatically. he gets more schar with intention. Like Mishnah Berurah says, that no is a lotion of Mishnah Berurah. It's not a Musa Sefer, not a Chassidish Sefer, a Kabbalah Sefer. Mishnah Berurah says that when a person cooks for Shabbos, they should say the Kavod Shabbos, he had dibur mayil harba b'kdusha. Lotion of Mishnah Berurah. The words help the kedusha of the food. This is a Mishnah Berurah. When you cook for Shabbos, you shop for Shabbos, do anything for Shabbos, you should say the Kavod Shabbos, even though you mean the Kavod Shabbos. But you should say it. Ki adibur mayel harbe b'kdusha. It's a lashon of Mishnah Berurah. It's not in the Reishis Chachma. It's in the Mishnah Berurah. Not that the Reishis Chachma wouldn't say it. But if it's Kabbalah say it, it's Kabbalistic, you know what I mean? Mishnah Berurah. So I think about all the Rav Damak Rav Yeshi. Tanya Rav Yeshi, I'm a Shemar Hashem Kenegad Yoyim. Sheshachtu B'zar Kodla B'shein Yishlo. Shemar Hashem Kenegad Yoyim, by now we all know what that is. That means the woman has to keep one clean day. And on the second day, she did went to the mikvah. She became a Tfulas Yoyim. A Tfulas Yoyim that had the Pesach Shechtin on her. Counting on the fact that tonight she'll be able to eat it. Right. And then, all of a sudden, Yakach Rasa. Hazu Einei Achelus, because she is Tameh. But Ptur Malaza Pesach Sheni. Now the question is why? If she's retroactively Tamei, why is she part of Pesach Sheni? My time is Rabbi Yossi. La Mishum Dixar Mitzvah Kekulai. If not, why? Frank Digamar Mimai, who says? The Mishum Dixar Mitzvah Labom Tamei. Maybe he holds. And when they took it out, no, they changed the gears here. Yeah, he takes this out. He now don't tell ma. My time is from Mitzvah Kekulai. Mishum Dixar Mitzvah Labom Tamei. It's Mitzvah Yem Kekula because the second one is not Mitzvah with the first one because it's over. So to come on, Mitzvah Rabbi Yisrael Asiyaki, I have a contradiction Rabbi Yisrael. Tanya Rabbi Yisrael, I remember, Zav Baal Shtei Vi, it's a Shachtu B'Zar Kuala B'Shvi. A Zav that saw twice, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. Because had he seen three, he would have to bring a carbon. So there had to be an eighth day. But this is a Zav that only saw twice. On his seventh day, he's like a Shemar Hashem, a Chim Shemar Hashem Kereged Yoyim, Shachtu B'Zar Kuala. On the second day, v'yakach ro, obviously metame mishka b'meishel l'mefreya. It does metame everything they touched or sat on or laid on l'mefreya. It becomes an avatoma tour melazes pesach sheni. So make up your mind here: is it mekana l'abo? Why is it l'mefreya? If it's l'mefreya, why is she yaitz pesach sheni? Why is she yaitz pesach? And for the gemara, my l'mefreya medrabanan. Really, biblically speaking, it's a new tuma. There's no retroactivity, but medrabanan, rabbanan made it retroactive.
Between mixed him.
Yes, 100%. Okay, now we must start. But these times, I don't want to rise. I might be throwing my ass Pesach. Shady. Why they butter? And for the Gemara, there is an other way to learn. The Oilam Eimelach Tumah Deraisa. The Oilam Eimelach Tumah Deraisa. I could even tell you that she's really Tameh biblically back from Ephraim. Tahaim Deziba Hitiru. But it was unknown Tumah. At that point, it was unknown to anybody. Nobody knew. And therefore, that's called Tumas HaTayim, which is Alokha L'maysh Mishinai, that by base it works. That a person who brought a carbon Pesach, by the way, it's only for Pesach. And for Tumid, but it's not in Geyes now. Only for Pesach. And he brought a carbon Pesach, and then he found out he was Tuma from a Tuma that nobody knew about. That person, by base, it's Beferish Alokha L'maysh Mishinai, he was joined to carbon Pesach. Whereas by Ziva, it's a Shiloh. So it could be Rabbi Yezi holds that we say Tumas HaTayim by Ziva. And therefore, that's why even though he's Tamil Mefreya, he's Yaitza Pesach. So the Gemara about Rabbi Yezi, Aisha Savat Mefreya Medrabanan. Rabbi Yezi, if you learn that way in Rabbi Yezi, by the way, then you would have to say Rav Tanu Polik. Because then Rav doesn't have Rabbi Yezi in his side. Then Rav is all alone that holds Tanu Polik. He's Tanu Polik. But if you want to learn Rabbi Yezi the other way, then you have him supported by Rabbi Yezi. All 7 days. Shouldn't only be Saiser one day. And the Gemara says Rabbi Yechon doesn't make any sense to us. Manuchach. Saiser should be Saiser everything. Shouldn't be Saiser a day either. There's no such thing as a one day. That was exactly his question. The Amalei and Rabbi Yishe answered him, Rabbi Yishe Saber Kavasach, Kai Kavasach. That means that's not Rabbi Yishe. So Rabbi Yishe is telling me that Rabbi Yishe Taka holds it's not Seisar. That means it's not biblical. Come here, kind of Labomatam. I, Rabbi Yishe, I'm afraid of Damar. I'm afraid of Drabana. Must be Rabbi Yishe understood that it was Rabbinic Kumra. Frank, think about Rabbi Yishe. Mirdi, sir, Mirdi. So when do they ever combine? To be a Zabek Gemura of 3 days, you have to have three consecutive days that combine. The first day with the half was a Shimur. With a constant flow. There was no beginning and no end of the day. There was no time that you'd be able to count. I just want to mention, there's a big shayla in Rishayim. According to the Gemara's Havamina, that a half a day counts as Shimur, meaning the way Rabbi Yisrael holds, is it only the first half of the day? How about the second half of the day? Can a woman count the second half of the day for Shimur? So it's a big tumult. I'm not getting involved in that. I learned it the first half. But some learned this Gemara. The Gemara says you have to see before Shkia and after Shkia. There shouldn't be a first half and there shouldn't be a second half. But I'm not getting involved in that. We'll just learn that the first half of the day. According to Bechat, according to Bapada, that's rabbinic. Zeira, after he says 30 days. According to Rav Masna, it's biblical, because we don't rely on Mikdash Yom Kippulai. According to Rav Masna, Mikdash Yom Kippulai, according to Bapada, the Naziris is over. Already Nazir Shleishim Yom, he said Shleishim Yom, Gilichli Yom Shleishim Lo Yatza, because it's like he said Shleimim. Misha Nazir Shleishim Naziris, Megalechus Yerushani Yom Shleishim Be'achad, like a regular Naziris, Sashniya Yom Shishim Be'achad, because day 31 counts as day 1 for the next Naziris. He relied on Mikdash Hayayim, or according to Bapada, he didn't wait till the 31st day. Because that is 31. 59 is like 30. So we the same of a bias and each and other stand as iris. So we give the Shani Yam Shlachim and Zalech Ashlisha Yashnir Yam Shishim. We give the Yam Shishim Chasarecha Jatsa. This was a testimony from Rebbe Pius. Testimonies are always accepted on a higher level. When the Tana testified that this was the way he was taught, we accept that on a higher level. That's called, the Mishnahs and idiots are called Bichurasa, the chosen Mishnahs, because they're all testimonies. Shiyam Shlachim, I learn in Aminya. Misha Amar, Harini Nazir. According to Bapada, that would be a rabbinic thing. According to Masna, he didn't bring his karbanos yet. He can't say Mikdash Hayayim before karbanos. According to Masna, they never made this rabbinic thing. And according to Masna, Rabbi Eliezer holds Mikdash Hayayim is even without karbanos. Already Nazir Shleishim Yayim, Nitmayayim Shleishim Saiser Sakayel. It's in the middle of his Naziris. Already Nazir Meyayim, Nitmayayim Saiser Sakayel. Again, he's in the middle of his Naziris. Lazarim Ain Saiser Lushleishim. It's only Saiser 30 because he holds B'yayim Lais, that if a person becomes Tamei on the last day, he never has to redo more than 30. So the regular Naziris, day 30 is, he'll do read 30 to 30. Happens to be the whole thing. On a 100-day Naziris, he doesn't have to redo 100, all he has to do is 30. Nitmayayim Echad, Yayimayim Echad, Saiser Shleishim Yayim. Everybody agrees, Shleishim Yayim. I mean, Tanakama holds Shleishim Yayim, because, by the way, he's really finished Naziris. But Tanakama holds, we make him do 30. Rabbi Yezraim and Shleishim of the Shiva, he's past Naziris, he only has to do 7. Dr. Gemara Baita. Misham Arani does it, Yem Shleishim Shleishim Sakal, Rabbi Yezraim and Shleishim of the Shiva, Ksever, Rabbi Yezraim Kolakam and Lois, Shiva Shleishim. Anything after the finishing of Naziris is only 7. Already Nazir Shleishim Yayim, and Nitmayayim Shleishim Saiser Sakal, like Pogger Blood, Damir Shleimim. Either he said Shleimim or he meant Shleimim. Already Nazir Mayayim, and Nitmayayim Saiser Sakal, Blood, Zayim, Shleish, Shleishim, the Kula, Kedavina, by Leave it to Bapada, by Masna, Steve, Bubba, and Bays, and you'll find out all the answers according to Masna and Bapada. Dr. Mishnah Gaiter. Misha Nazir, we believe Sakalaris. Somebody became a Nazir, and he's in a cemetery. So he can't become a Nazir Torah at this point. He can stay there as long as he wants. He shouldn't stay there. But if he stays there as long as he wants to, as long as he does, it doesn't count. Vayna may be carbon tumma, because a carbon tumma is only brought to a Nazir Torah that became tumme. Yatsa benichnis means he went out, was mitire himself, and then went back in. So then the halacha is, oilim and aminyan, it may be carbon tumma. Yazayim or loy by b'yayim. It has to be. He doesn't have to bring a korban tumah if it happened on the first day. Has to be a minimum of 2 days of tara. He has to be on day 2 in order for the halachas of korban tumah to kick in. It might. Misha Nazir even makes a chorus. Rabbi Yechonam and Nazir is called Olive, he's a full Nazir. Rabbi Shlag Hashem ain't Nazir is called Olive. Rabbi Yechonam and Nazir is called Olive, Salam Mitzvah Talib Kaima. He's a Nazir. He just can't do Nazir as Tara. He was the Machika Tara Chayla. As soon as he comes out, it's Chau, meaning as soon as 7 days are over, and he doesn't have to have a Rekabola at all. He's a Nazir. Rabbi Shlag Hashem ain't Nazir is called Olive. So he has to have a Rekabola, but a weaker Rekabola. But there has to be some sort of a Kabbalah. Mishnah only says he's absolved from a carbon tumah. Carbon tumah is like maybe a mechu chayol. It doesn't say he's not another. Amaloy ain't a betiris tumah, they ain't a betiris carbon. It means he's not in that halach.
The difference if he did the zeros, base first, he made the zeros in the base first, or a step out, he was outside first.
In the base of class. That's what it says. We should have to move base of class. Why should I say mean to step out? First of all, it doesn't work, but according to the answer, he wouldn't bring a carbon to him according to Rabbanon, he would be a carbon to him because he was a Nazir for a minute. Right. We should have a Nazir. Even though he's Tameh, he's still asked to go back to Beit HaKoros. He's a Nazir. It means he was Matar himself, and then he did it, he's Sefer Zabar. So what would be the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that he doesn't have to have a real Kabbalah's Naziris. The Nazir Tarsh and Itma. A Tamish and Nazir Shvishalah Ilam and Aminyam because he doesn't have to bring a carbon. Doesn't have to wait to day 8. The Nazir Tarsh and Itma and Shvishalah Ilam and Aminyam. Bees Hakadai to Chloe Chayla. Amai Ilam and Aminyam. If it's not Chau, so why is it Ilam and Aminyam? Meaning he has to be Makabot again. Amabai Vashi Mechu Kula Amalai Pligi to Chayla. Enoch Inami. Rishlakish agrees that it's Chau. Keep Pligi the Milky. He gets Malkus for Tumma, and Rishlaki Saber Loi Loki on Tumma, but Bechayla Tzchal. Okay, this is where we ended. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great, wonderful day.